Auctions. This is Brock.
And this is John.
So we're not talking about what normally is thought of as an auction with the guy that talks a mile a minute. My buddy's dad is one of those auctioneers, and at his wedding gave a pretty funny send-off of the bride and groom doing that. You know, hebbida, 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 I can't even do it. But what's an auction mean in the context of M&A?
Well, it's basically a process where a company tries to sell itself by casting a very wide net, and often in a fairly public fashion for potential buyers. They can be done at the front end of a deal. People can start a deal process basically saying, let's auction this company off. And that's kind of the traditional method you see. But it can also be done at the back end after a deal's been signed up. And that's what's known as a go shop, which is basically an auction after you've got a buyer that has signed up the deal. Auctions involve a very wide solicitation of potential buyers, and they get invited to bid for their company and submit proposals. There's usually a couple of rounds of bidding where the field gets narrowed down to a few potential buyers. The cuts are made on the basis of generally what you think they'd be made on, the price that people are willing to offer, and also the seller's and its advisor's view of the likelihood of the buyer being able to close the deal. Certainty issues, is this a bankable deal? Are there going to be a lot of closing conditions that might make it a little bit dicey, et cetera? Process is typically run by the investment bankers who've been retained to assist the company in the sale process. So that's basically what auctions involve.
And is there usually a press release too, in addition to the one-on-one telling?
A lot of times there's going to be an announcement of the deal, of the fact that the company has retained, you know, XYZ Investment Bank to, you know, consider strategic alternatives, which is the functional equivalent of hanging a for sale sign on the company.
And why would a company decide to use the auction process versus another, what I guess, more traditional?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times you'll see folks do the auction approach when the company and its bankers think that there may be a large number of potential buyers, and they may be uncertain which ones are going to be interested in stepping up. And the auction provides a pretty good way to smoke them out. There are also sometimes fiduciary reasons to structure something as an auction. I think when Revlon applies, the traditional idea was, well, the auction is certainly maybe the most defensible. I mean, there's no rules in Delaware as to how you have to structure your process to fulfill your duty to maximize immediate shareholder value, but an auction is a nice way to do it, and particularly when you use go shops, they're very often done for that reason. Go shops are typically involved in situations where you've had a private company, a private equity buyer negotiating one-on-one with the company. There's not been an active solicitation, and the go shop, kind of the back end auction, gives the opportunity to smoke out potential buyers. People are somewhat cynical about these go shops and go shop auctions because they think they're merely a fiduciary fig leaf to cover a deal that management wants to do. And there may be some truth to that, but there's also some recent academic literature that says that what these go shops are really about is rewarding that first buyer for its work in confirming valuations by giving it a termination fee. Since the buyers in these deals are typically private equity funds, their approaches to value are going to be similar. So if a company is going to appeal primarily to private equity universe of buyers, they're all going to be looking at it from a financial buyer's perspective in most situations, and so they're going to be looking at it the same way from valuation. But if somebody looks at the price that was paid and has an insight into valuation or what it can do with the company makes it think that the first buyer may have missed something, well, it can jump in and can offer a higher price. And the thing the academics say is, well, if that's the scenario, you wouldn't expect these things to be jumped too often because if that happened too much, then these stalking horse type buyers are just playing around. They're putting a number on a company in the hopes of just walking away with a no-risk termination fee. So there are all sorts of different reasons, business reasons, fiduciary reasons, as to why a company might decide to auction itself off, either up front or to pursue a go shop after it had signed up a deal with a buyer.
And what type of SEC filings are typically involved?
You know, as you mentioned, the press release, Brock, I mean, somebody may file, if they're a public company, they may file a that press release on an 8K or furnish it on an 8K. But there's typically nothing about the auction process itself that's going to require filings that wouldn't be required if you're just doing a negotiated deal. The one thing about an auction, though, is you're probably going to need to have some sort of public disclosure early on in the process, because if you throw a very, very wide net out there for potential buyers, it's often, I mean, deals leak. Deals tend to spring leaks before you want them to and before you want to make public announcement. But if you're going out to a very, very broad universe of buyers, you may take theoretically, you may be able to take steps to protect the identity of the company, et cetera, and confidentiality agreements. But you know, if you're sending things out to 20 or 30 prospective buyers, you're really playing with fire, I think, if you're not prepared to make an announcement. You probably should be making some sort of an announcement that you're pursuing strategic alternatives or something like that before you do that. And I think that's a choice that a lot of companies make when they go down the path for an auction.
What about the timing of an auction? How does that compare to other types of deals?
Well, I think at the front end, negotiating with a couple of potential buyers or a single buyer is usually a good bit faster, because you don't have the preliminaries. If you're doing a true auction, you're going to have a banker that's going to be preparing an offering circular disclosure document. You know, there may be some preliminary teasers that go out to try and smoke people out, and then more detailed document after folks have signed a confidentiality agreement up. You know, you have to negotiate with all these folks in the terms of confidentiality agreements, et cetera. You have a couple of rounds of bidding. There may be different rounds of due diligence. It's a process that takes more time typically than if you're just dealing with a single prospective buyer. Now, a go shop at the back end may not add too much time to the overall process if it doesn't surface anybody, because those are, you know, usually given a fairly short window after closing, the month or so, to go out and shop, meanwhile you're processing your deal. Of course, that's assuming your go shop doesn't result in a competing bid, and then obviously that may well extend the process.
What about the commonality? How common are these deals?
You know, my personally, I have not been involved in all that many of them, but they certainly. I think my sense is that they are less common than more discreet sales efforts, but not uncommon. I did a little checking, and there is some data out there that suggests that about a third of the deals were auctions during the period from 2003 to 2015. There are a lot of collateral issues associated with an auction. It's a very public sales process, as we talked about. You're going to be making a public disclosure. That can be very disruptive to employees and other constituencies, and it can hurt your business. So what you end up doing is bringing issues that you're going to have to deal with at the end of a transaction or at the time you sign, but that you've had time to prepare for, ideally, and scope out the issues associated with them. Those all have to be front-ended now, and so you've created potential employee issues and uncertainties and issues with customers and suppliers that can sometimes be difficult to deal with, and much easier to deal with. Well, at least you have an answer as to people's questions about what's happening when you have a deal in hand. I don't want to give the impression that most deals involve negotiations with a single buyer. It's either auction or a one-off type of thing. In many cases, you have a situation where between the company and its financial advisors, they've got a very good idea who the likely universe of buyers are. And there may be a list of five or six bidders who they will approach, sort of like an auction, multiple parties involved, but not as formal, not the kind of the blanketing the universe of potential strategic and financial buyers. It looks like an auction a bit, but it's more targeted. And then sometimes you'll see a situation where a process starts out as an auction, and somebody gets the teaser or somebody gets the book and says, "Yeah, we're not really interested in participating in an auction. Here's the price we'll pay." And they basically try and preempt the auction. They throw a number out there that they think is attractive enough so that you'll abandon your auction process and negotiate with a single bidder. I've had a client that probably bought 30 companies preempting auctions over the years. It's an approach they're very comfortable with, and it's sometimes in a particularly if you have excuse me, a private company family buyer and you have a family seller and you have a buyer that has a reputation for soft hands and treating people well post-closing, that can be an effective strategy, and it does happen a fair amount of times.
Thanks for your knowledge.
You're welcome.